taking horseshoes like these from the anvil.
And you just turn these heels in just a little bit.
To the hoof. Then hammering those shoes on tightly. All so these mighty athletes can walk to the track and break from the gate.
They're off.
And come down the stretch to win at the wire.
Come on, baby. Keep him up there. Yeah, you got him.
Shoeing Maryland thoroughbreds. It's what he does one horse at a time.
Yeah, this is Berkeley Curran. I'm a farrier in Maryland. I'm following on these clinches on this foot. Same way as they do the other one.
Farrier Berkeley Curran, please report to barn one.
It's like you bending over and had your blood rush through your head nonstop. That's probably why I'm so simple. Well, that's what it is. I mean, it's a good job. I enjoy the people that I work for, and I like working on horses. I've been doing it all my life. Oh, here I go. Heading back to another barn. Hopefully they got some action for me.
Hey, Berkeley, I got a horse with you.
I'm trimming up the frog here. Get all the excess off of there. Make sure it's all cleaned out. Yeah, I think these nippers here, you don't want the toe to be too long because it puts more pressure on their legs. Well, you know, you want to keep the horse's feet level, and you want to keep them to break over. It's easier for them to break over when their feet are a little bit shorter. So it's important to, actually they're very important, and that you have them balanced and you don't have no long feet. That's the main thing. Whoa, buddy. Whoa.
I'm Kenny Tucker. I've been training racehorses for maybe about 4 or 5 years now. I mean, there's nothing else to be said when you say Berkeley Curran. That's it. He's a superstar. He is. He is the master and does an excellent shoeing job. I employ him as a farrier and a confidant as well.
And Berkeley's wooden box here with the tools of his trade is never far from his side as he shoes horses from Pimlico to Laurel to Bowie to farms and training centers across the state of Maryland and in between.
We got a knife, we got pullers for pulling the shoes off, and you got these nippers, which are really sharp, and you have the rasp to make it to shoe it smooth and level. And of course, you got the anvil and you got the clinchers when you clinch your feet down.
And there's nothing quite like Berkeley working the anvil as he molds these horseshoes for a perfect fit, all while staring down the barrel of these more than 1,000-pound thoroughbreds on a daily basis.
I've been drugged. I've been nails drugged through my legs. I had a piece of my calf muscle pulled up by a nail hooked in my leg. And I've had my hands fractured before. I mean, it's been a lot of things I've been busted up, but it's all about the racetrack 7 days a week. There's no such thing as being hurt. As simple as that. If I'm not here, it's because I'm dead. If I don't show up, you can look in the obituary column. As simple as that. But I ain't never missed a day.
And this Preakness weekend, who knows? You just might not only see a horse that Berkeley shoed in the winner's circle here at Pimlico, you could also possibly see Berkeley himself in the winner's circle as a horse he trains is running on the Preakness Day card.
I'm going to be in the starter race, the $7,500 registered Maryland bred, which would be a good spot for me if he runs a decent race. Trappist Monk. It's a horse I bought for $1,000 on a cuff last year, and he's made like 50-some thousand for me. He's actually run some decent races. And that spot that he'll be in on Preakness Day, it'll be somewhere where he belongs. If he runs one of his better races, then he'll be 1, 2, 3.
Then on Sunday after the Preakness, he'll be right back here at the barn doing the job he loves, shoeing Maryland thoroughbred racehorses.
I'm sure glad you're here, Scott, but this is making me shoe this horse right today.
At the barn with farrier extraordinaire Berkeley Curran.
That's what I'm talking about.
Scott Wyckoff, WBAL.
There you go.
And WBAL.com.